Hot Bite, a monthly audio newsletter.
Exciting,
challenging,
and just completely crazy.
In this newsletter, you get to know three members of the Kantari team. Also, you meet Monica, a graduate who is a Kantari advocate, and we start to explore our campus and surroundings. The Kantari team.
Hi, I'm Priya. I love traveling and I love to explore all corners of the world. And an intake, this is exactly what I do.
Hello?
Hi, this is Priya from Kantari International. Are you ready for today's interview? When my teammate Anya and I take all these interviews from candidates from Ghana to Tibet, from Peru to Lithuania, what happens is I get an aroma of the local culture. And it's almost as if I'm transshipped, you know, to another world, another culture. I don't conform to the general stereotyped vision of a, you know, normal working Indian woman. I love dancing and I would like it to be a catalyst for social change. And for me, dancing is not merely for entertainment. It involves a lot of communication and that fascinates me. Oh, that's Anya. She just cannot live without swimming.
Yes, that's true. But now I'm fresh again for the next interview. It's so interesting to talk to people all over the world and find the Kantaris for the next batch. I was a participant in Kantari 2011, and I still remember when I was waiting for my admission to the course. It was always an exciting moment to receive news from India. Now I'm on the other side, supporting potential participants on their way to Kerala. But together with Prashant, I'm also responsible for communication with our graduates.
Pakistan,
Nepal,
Nigeria,
Liberia,
Mongolia,
East Africa,
Poland,
Tibet, Kenya.
Yes, well, I got stuck in India. But it's worth being here. And don't worry, I won't stay too long, because I'm looking forward to starting my own project in Brazil.
Hi guys, this is Prashant Kumar Nellikel. In short, you can call me Prashant. When you hear this thunder sound of the Royal Enfield in the morning, you can assume that I have reached the campus. And if it is in the evening, that means I am going home and I have got 25 kilometers to ride back to join my family, my wife and my kid. I am from Kerala and I am here as part of the Kantari family for the past 2 years. Would you like to know how your dream concept can be realized as a social project? Do you want to pick up professional skills to run your dream project? I can help you out in these areas. My strength is the professional involvement with the NGOs in India for the past 15 years. It ranges from youth mentoring to de-addiction, from sex workers to HIV infected, and livelihood to community tourism. I value passionate and genuine people with the right attitude who can really make positive changes in their lives as well as their communities. And that is what Kantari is all about. Come in, let us walk together for some time to make the real difference that stays much longer.
Red, Kantari Advocates.
My name is Monica Wanjiru. I am from Kenya. I have a dream
of empowering the primary resource of this planet, women. Women have been violated for long, and the time is ripe for us to empower them in order for them to think independently, ask questions, and to have control over their bodies. I was married at the age of 16, and I was supposed to be circumcised in order to conform to the norms of the society. This was a Maasai culture where I was married. But before this could happen, I witnessed a circumcision taking place. Up to date, the images and the screams of the girl are still in my mind and in my heart. The violence that I witnessed has made me feel that I cannot just sit back and relax without doing anything. I want to do something for the women.
Monica was a graduate in 2010, and she kept her word. She went back to Kenya and started Phoenix Women's Initiative, empowering women from the Kibera slums and the Maasai region.
At the moment, the activities we are doing, we highlight issues and cases of violence against women and girls, such as female genital mutilation. We also have adult literacy programs. We also have livelihood skills development and marketing training for the women.
And she has her first success.
Last year in December, we managed to have 7 girls who were rescued from FGM.
The Campus Tour.
Where the hell am I?
Topomok, the bus stop at our final destination. Right at the southern outskirts of Trivandrum, there's a little village with the melodious name Vivekananda Nagar, an homage to one of India's greatest philosophers of the 20th century.
This is a remote village. There's no international center here.
It's a rather quiet little place, with a small tea shop on the entrance, and further on the right, a shop where you can get bananas. The small,
bananas.
Sweet, green
I
ones.
I have banana. I have snacks.
Oh, yes. I want to have a snake.
A winding road guides the visitors up and down the hill. Right and left, and right again, passing front yards with palm trees, bushes and flowers, and houses in all different styles. Small and large, ranging from old Kerala style to concrete buildings in screaming colors of purple, pink and turquoise.
A lot of wildlife. Beautiful birds, a cat, some dogs, a cow, and a lot of crows. Are they waiting for me to give up? And what is this? Quite a magical place. But where is this campus? What is it called? Kantari? Kantiri?
You are looking for Kantari International?
Oh, yes.
It's over there, right behind the gate.
Thanks a lot.
And if you want to know what our visitor will find behind the gate, please tune in to our next Hot Pilot. You've been listening to Hot Bite, a Kantari monthly newsletter. Get involved, tell your friends, and spread the news.